Is there a place in time where logic breaks down and wonderment begins? Could that be somewhere or sometime along an indefinable line between the reasonable and the highly unlikely? Makeshift Stories presents a monthly journey into the improbable.
Today's story, 184, Diary of an Unintentional Extraordinary Life, read by Mitchell Two. Somewhere and sometime, a superhero might be only one click away.
This being my first post on my new blog and all, I want to talk about my origin. Isn't that how superhero stories are supposed to start? Or at some point get around to explaining? Well, I'm going to get it right out of the way first thing. Right up front, I want to be honest and set the proper tone. I promise not to exaggerate or embellish. So, in that spirit, I must admit my story is not gripping or magical. It is, however, rather humbling and, embarrassing. I didn't fall to Earth in a fiery ball cast out in desperation from a doomed planet. Nor, as a youth, was I bitten by a radioactive spider. If only. Personally, I find spiders rather creepy, so I never understood why Peter let one get close enough to bite him. I am just the child of two average superheroes from a family with a long history of exceptional powers. Mom can lift buses with one hand, Dad shoots laser beams from his eyes, and Cousin Vortex conjures tornadoes at will. Grandma had a brain the size of a mountain, and Granddad could fly faster than sound. So, obviously, with a pedigree like that, I must have inherited something awesome, right? Well, it might at first blush sound amazing, but unlike most superheroes, my special power only manifests under very specific and definitely very embarrassing circumstances. Okay, I will modestly admit, I can slow time, and under extreme duress, even make it grind to a halt. Wow, that's great, you might say. Between heartbeats, you can pull an innocent child out of the way of a speeding truck, or foil a supervillain plot, or redirect a falling boulder away from a crowd. All of which, by the way, I have been trained to do, and one of those I have sort of accomplished in the wild. Yes, that's great, you might say, or maybe you're truly impressed, but there is a catch. I was late emerging. That is, my superpower didn't become apparent until I was almost 5. For most progeny of superhero parents, their power is obvious at birth, or at least before 2. Babies will suddenly become invisible, or spontaneously levitate, or toddlers manage to teleport toys around the house, like my sister, I've been told. Me? Well, I didn't seem to have any powers, to the immense consternation of my family, until a month before my 5th birthday. It's a moment I will never forget, and it's a moment of supreme personal embarrassment. My father, as his alter ego, Steve Miller, and I were standing in a grocery checkout line, and it was taking a very long time. The teller had just called for yet another price check. I'll never understand why people pick up a clearly marked item, then dispute the price. Well, anyway, that's when I informed Dad that I had to go. I know I should have gone at home, but hey, I was excited to hang out with Dad. He had been away for a long time, on a top-secret assignment, and the universe still existed, so I figured he must have been successful. He and Mom were always away saving the world. It was almost a weekly occurrence. Back then, both Mom and Dad had full-time jobs at Heroes, Inc., which included medical benefits and even a pension plan. I'm truly jealous of those good old days when a person with superpowers, once trained and licensed, could expect steady employment for life. But I digress. More on the reality of the current work environment later. As I was saying, yes, I should have gone at home, but I hadn't. I am both anxious and stubborn. Have I mentioned that already? Dad, I've got to go, now, I cried. I will never forget the exasperated look on his face. His eyes briefly glowed the way they do just before he shoots the lasers. Really? Now? You'll just have to wait. There was only one person in front of us, but behind the line went all the way back to the far end of the breakfast cereal aisle. For some mysterious reason, all the other tellers appeared to be on break.
Really? I really got to go.
I remember insisting, crossing my legs. At this point, Dad had gone pale, but I could tell he had already decided to heroically forge ahead. A superhero never turns back, especially when it means giving up your spot in a very long checkout queue. Dad claims it's a regulation in some addendum of the manual. Hurry up, hurry up! He grumbled, loud enough for the teller to hear, who, in not a subtle form of protest, slowed down. Honestly, it looked like the man was moving through honey, as I felt the first warm trickle start down my right leg. I closed my eyes and tried harder than I had ever before in my life to prevent the inevitable. Then, unexpectedly, time came to a complete stop, except for my dad and me. Realizing I had finally manifested a superpower, Dad laughed, picked me up, carefully avoiding my dripping right leg, then dashed with me to the bathroom. We were able to get back before the effect wore off, sponge up the yellow puddle with paper towels, which we tried to discreetly stuff into an empty spot on the magazine rack, then feign innocence when time returned to its normal flow. "You've done it! You've done it!" Dad excitedly exclaimed in his baritone super voice, which echoed through the store. The teller and everyone else in line were staring at us in shock. It was the only time I remember Dad making a slip-up like that. It's very important for us superheroes to keep our true identities secret. I guess no one remembered hearing his interview on the news the previous week. But who could blame him? His youngest had finally discovered their power. I remember how happy and relieved he was. "Let's go home and tell your mom the great news. You know, you'll need to be trained so you can manifest your power at will. Stopping time, very cool. I'm so proud of you," Dad crooned. Shortly thereafter, I had my first major anxiety attack, and yes, it made me want to go very, very badly. Embarrassingly, I inadvertently slowed the universe, causing my mom to accidentally crash into a parked car when time resumed its normal flow. I had also created a cleaning problem in the back seat of our car. I'm afraid to admit I failed both my family's expectations and my superpower training. I'm just naturally anxious. I worry about whether the toilet will overflow when I flush, or what will happen if I dress for a cold day and the weather forecast is wrong. Superheroes are not supposed to be, well, certainly not consumed with anxiety about anything and everything. Finally, I managed to pass my license exam on the fifth try by cheating, employing a full-liter water bottle and an adult diaper to get around my, problem. Tanking my bladder up to 95% just before I was literally dropped into the test situation. My rented jetpack kicked up so much dust that I couldn't see a thing. Why hadn't anyone at Heroes Rental Supplies warned me about that? I briefly considered not paying, but immediately dismissed the idea. I didn't want to create bad feelings. Who knew when I might need to rent a disintegrator? Anyway, I managed to thwart the theft of an ATM machine. The villains had attached a long chain to the thing and were about to use their 4x4 to rip the machine out of the wall. I gulped the entire liter of bottled water as I touched down. My bladder hit 110% and immediately complained to my brain with extreme urgency. Time came to a temporary stop. I pulled out my Academy-approved rented hand laser. What we lack in superpowers, we augment with tech. Quickly, and I must admit quite deftly, I lashed blindly out through the jetpack-disturbed dust and slashed the criminal's tires with the laser. I suppose I should have known there wouldn't have been 8, but I get so nervous that I can only focus on one thing at a time, and that time it was tires, simply tires, nothing else. Counting stuff or changing a plan of attack in the middle of an operation? That's simply not me. I can't think on my feet. As it turned out, there were 4 tires on the villain's 4x4, and 4 on the police van. The would-be villains got away on foot. By the way, I don't do manual things like running. I'm not very fast. You want fleet of foot, then get a different superhero. Time is my shtick, nothing else. In the end, I had saved the cash machine from an inglorious end. They gave me 50% on the exam, a pass, barely, but still a pass. So I'm now a licensed superhero, like everyone else in my family. Hurrah! But let me tell you, things have really changed for my generation. No lifetime gigs with medical benefits, job security, or pension plans. All that went out the window at the end of the last century, in the name of efficiency and cost-cutting. Us licensed superheroes are now part of the modern gig economy, self-employed, reaping the benefits of being your own boss and covering the cost of your own collateral damage insurance. Collateral damage insurance, a license requirement. Oh man, it's pricey, and goes up every time a bystander files a claim against you. I'm sure glad I'm not super strong like Mom. She could never afford a policy with the number of buses, trucks, and cars she must have heaved at supervillains back in the day. And Dad, his eye beams of destruction were so strong in a fight, he'd end up boring holes through the buildings blocks away. As a hobby, Dad now works part-time for a startup tunnel boring company, and Mom crushes grapes for the vineyard they had managed to buy. It's a good thing they retired when Heroes Inc. was bought out and closed by the high-tech group behind the Hero on the Way app. The app uses independent contractors, like me. Hero on the Way, as their tagline claims, connects those in need to, well, what would you expect? Heroes in need of a job. Like my version of it? After qualifying, which basically involves uploading a picture of your superpower license, nice and easy, right? You download the phone app, then wait, and wait, and hopefully you get the picture. When a request comes in from a potential client in your area, you participate in an instant, real-time auction for the work. The client chooses based on cost and desired superpower, presses accept, and the payment, minus 70%, is automatically deposited in your account. All very slick. And tips are also collected through the app at the end of a job. So I'm told, I've yet to get one. Price rather than superpower tends to be the deciding factor in my geographic region. So the fact I accrue minimal collateral damage helps me to keep my prices low. Better-known superheroes leverage their fame to command high fees, which offset their exorbitant insurance premiums. Some people fall for the fame thing so they can post pics of themselves being rescued on Instagram, at least in the wealthier neighborhoods. Around here, most folks don't have the money for a star, so there is plenty of work, especially since Heroes on the Way has started buying up municipal police forces and shutting them down, replacing them with their law enforcement, on-demand user pay model. Local municipalities love the cost savings, or so the Hero on the Way marketing claims. Now, every superhero needs a name, an identity, or a brand, and it's been tough to come up with something original. The obvious and the best ones are all taken. Kronos is a great name, but already used by a time-traveling superhero. The Master of Time is a series of books. That didn't leave many options, and add to that the need for a domain name and a unique Twitter handle, and, well, I came up with Dr. Slow-Mo. Okay, before you trash the name, let me explain. Doctor has a long pedigreed, admittedly more on the supervillain side of things. Dr. Strangelove, Dr. Doom, Dr. Destiny. It goes on. But darn it, it's time to rehabilitate the honorific for the side of good, which I firmly believe it was originally intended to be. Dr. X should conjure a positive image, not some evil mad scientist bent on destroying the world. So, I'm using Doctor. It's time the old DR changed sides. Now, don't run out and try to register the domain. I've already done that. I am Dr. Slow-Mo, spelt slow-mo.com. working one small gig at a time to save the world with the best rates on Hero on the Way. About a week ago, I won my first bid. Something trifling, but we all have to start someplace, right? You can't expect to go from obscurity to intergalactic superhero overnight. And this gig was one small step on the way to defeating the universe's mightiest villains and gaining the respect of my family in the process. I went prepared, full water bottle on my utility belt, along with my rented hand laser permanently set at 10% power. The police van tire incident placed a caveat on my license around beam weapons. However, my bladder was tanked up and already complaining at 80%. I dropped into the crime scene, this time on a rope from the Hero on the Way helicopter rideshare, the cost of which effectively put me in the hole before I had even started. But first impressions are important. Who would want to see the superhero they had just rented arriving late on public transit? No, the heli rideshare was worth every penny I didn't have. The villain, an evil-looking border collie, was barking up a tree. Really, it was standing on its hind legs, four paws on the trunk, barking at my client, who had already climbed the indifferent plant to protect her cat, which in turn had dug its claws into her like its life depended on it. Painfully for its human companion, it did. The noise of the helicopter momentarily distracted the menacing canine, allowing me to guzzle another half liter as I dropped the last 2 meters to the ground. If I had paid more, the pilot would have hovered a little lower. Nerves, the lime-flavored water, and the jarring thump onto the ground pushed me over the top. Predictably, the world slowed down. I really, really had to go. First, I strategically looked for the closest accessible lavatory. Then, raced to the tree and retrieved my client, her cat still embedded in the flesh of her arms. Then rushed to the burger joint halfway down the block. I didn't quite make it. Thank goodness for adult incontinence products, which are now built into my pricing. Confused by the apparent disappearance of its quarry, and driven by generations of herding instinct, the evil collie turned and raced toward me. My client and her cat took advantage of the distraction to discreetly exit the crime scene. This is why the fee is up front. My cell is beeping. Time to bid on saving the world, I hope. Until my next post, then. Oh, and, please, give me a good review on Yelp. Makeshift Stories is a proud member of the Alberta Podcast Network, powered by ATB Financial. This episode of Makeshift Stories is brought to you by InVentures, a chance to connect with the best and brightest in global innovation. Join 4,000-plus creative and curious minds on the frontier of innovation. Hear more than 250 speakers on 6 program tracks, including The Future is AI. InVentures connects entrepreneurs and startups with venture capitalists, angel investors, service providers, and thought leaders. Alberta Innovates is making this possible in Calgary from June 3rd to June 5th. If you're a student, you can get an early bird ticket for just $99. Get your tickets today at InVenturesCanada.com. That's InVentures, InVenturesCanada.com. To listen to other great APN award-winning podcasts such as It's a Conspiracy, where co-hosts Andrew, Charlie, and Greg lay out the beliefs behind selected conspiracy theories, alternative accounts, legends, myths, and more, please head over to albertapodcastnetwork.com. The Alberta Podcast Network, powered by ATB, is happy to be partnering with Seat Giant to offer you a deal on tickets to major sporting events, big concerts, popular theater throughout North America, and more. Whether you're at home or on vacation, check SeatGiant for tickets to the hottest theater, music, and sports events at seatgiant.ca. Use the promo code APN at checkout to get 5% off your purchase. You'll save a bit and help support the network as well. Makeshift Stories is released twice a month around the 1st and the 15th. This month's story was written by Alan V. Hare and read by Mitchell Tu.
Opening and closing themes were composed and recorded by David Hume. To find out more about David, head over to davidhume.me. If you'd like to connect with us, please send an email to makeshiftstories@gmail.com or visit our website at makeshiftstories.com. Links to both are in the show notes. You can help us out by subscribing on Apple Podcasts or any of your favorite podcast services. Makeshift Stories is released under a Creative Commons non-commercial attribution, no derivative license, which means you are free to share our stories. Just remember to credit us and don't alter anything.